Hello, this is Mace Haroff, and welcome to the Medical Sales Guru Podcast, the free podcast for medical sales professionals. That's you, or you are someone who is aspiring to be a medical sales professional. Either way, you are in the right place. Today, I want to talk to you about something that I've been getting a lot of calls about lately from companies. The call basically sounds like this. Yeah, hi, Mace. We want our reps to be better at detailing. Can you come in, do a training program, and make them better detailers? The first thing I think of when I hear someone saying, can you make them better detailers, is I'm thinking these are people who wax cars. I don't see them as medical sales professionals, because medical sales professionals are not detailers. That word just is like nails on a blackboard to me. Now, if you see yourself as a detail person for a pharmaceutical company or a medical device company, let me share something with you. You've got a problem. Now, I know that the term detailing or detail person or detail rep is probably a holdover from the old days of pharmaceutical sales, but there are still many people who use it today and feel like it's a good thing, like it creates a positive image. Let me break that down for a second, and let's see if this makes sense. What does it really mean to detail a product? What it means is to go in and get in front of a prospective customer and to share the details about the product. For example, if you're selling a particular drug, there is a list of benefits about those drugs. So what a detail person will do is he or she will get in front of a physician and they will basically shower the physician as quickly as possible with all of the details about the drug. Now, what is the point of doing this? Well, I guess the point is there's several reasons for doing this. One reason, obviously, is to acquaint the physician with the drug and to let the physician know what the benefits of using this drug are. But it's done in a way, and it really for two purposes. One is to educate the physician about the drug if the physician plans on using it, so they will use it safely and effectively. The other thing, and probably the more prevalent reason for detailing, is a hope that the doctor will say, wow, this drug sounds really good. I'm going to use it. Can I have some samples? What can I do? This is better than sliced bread. So there's really more of a hopeful thinking, this hopeful mindset in detailing, than there is any real professional selling. And I've got a real problem with that. Because, again, let's go back and look at who your customers are. Now, in the case of a detail representative for a pharmaceutical company, they're selling to physicians. How anxious do you think physicians are to have another drug rep coming in to tell them about a drug that, in the physician's mind, he or she doesn't need? Now, I know that might be a shock to some of you, because what you're thinking is, well, no, the doctors need my drugs. Their patients need my drugs. They need my products. Doesn't matter if we're talking about a drug or a medical device. Don't ever think that your customer already has a belief that he or she needs your product, because they don't. Whatever your customers are doing in their practices, they have something that works. I don't care what you're doing. If you have the newest drug that can cure something, right now, whatever that disease is that your drug can cure, the doctors are treating it in some acceptable way, in some acceptable standard. So in their minds, they're not looking for a new solution. You can't sell something to them. You can't interest them with details about a product until you first elicit some enthusiasm, until you get them wanting it and say, wow, that is really cool. Tell me about it. But most pharmaceutical drug reps take a different approach. And most medical device reps, I'm not just picking on the pharmaceutical companies here. Most sales reps walk in and just start talking about their product, say, man, I've got like 2 minutes here. I'm going to just get this out as quickly as possible. And hopefully the customer will realize something that's of value to them, and they'll buy my product, they'll prescribe my drug. Think of how ineffective this is. Let's put the shoe on your foot. Let's see how you respond to this. Now, right now, let's say I'm talking here to, thousands of people, but I'm going to say to you, this may resonate with you, but if you're in the majority, it probably won't. I want to tell you all about the Toyota Prius. Now, the Prius is an awesome car. It has the original hybrid technology. It gets about 50 miles or more to a gallon of gas. It's comfortable. It's quiet. It's efficient. It has an incredible air conditioning system that could take the temperature from 85 degrees down to 75 degrees in about 4 minutes. It has cruise control, adaptive cruise control, where you don't ever have to touch any controls. It'll keep you at a fixed distance behind the car in front of you. It has the ability to go for months and months and months without having to wash it, because I'm just making this stuff up. But let me ask you a question. How interested are you in the Toyota Prius with the information I'm telling you? Probably not at all, unless you've already been shopping for a Prius, unless you say, man, this is the car for me. Now, the Prius is a great car, but it doesn't matter if you're not shopping for a Toyota Prius. So if you wanted to sell a Prius, the first thing you have to do is to create the need. All right? And what is the main thing that people are thinking about relative to their cars? They want their cars to get them from point A to point B. And you know something? Most people's cars do that. So if you come in and try to sell them another car, if they're not already in the mindset to buy another car, they're going to tune you out. Are you with me? For example, right now, let's say I want to come talk to you about a Dodge Charger. I don't even know if they make the Charger anymore. Or let's say the a Ford, trying to think of names of cars here. This is kind of difficult because I'm not a car guy. What is the new Ford that's out, the new hybrid? Well, whatever it is, think I'm trying to tell you about one of the Fords. And you have no interest in buying a Ford. You haven't even thought about it. And I'm trying to get in front of you. You don't want to hear about it. Now, if in some way I manage to get in front of you and I'm trying to share this information about a Ford, you might be polite and listen to me for a few minutes and nod your head and say, oh, that sounds very good. And when I'm done, which will never be soon enough in your mind, but when I'm done, you would say, oh, well, gee, Mace, you know, thanks so much. I'll keep it in mind. What does I'll keep it in mind really mean? I'll keep it in mind means I have no freaking interest. Get out of my office and don't come back. It actually means the opposite. It means I won't keep it in mind. In fact, when you leave here, I'm not going to give it a second thought. Why? Because before you came in, I had no interest, and I have no interest now, because all you did was tell me the details about a product that I don't think I need. What if instead a car salesman took a different approach with you? What if the car salesman was able to tap into something that you think about every day? Now, again, I'm making this up. And when you're selling your products, don't make stuff up. Deal with the facts. You know, be very forthright and straightforward. Do what needs to be done. But I'm just going to say, let's say hypothetically, that I'm, again, selling a hybrid car. Could be the Prius, could be any one of the other hybrid cars that are around. You're not thinking about buying a hybrid car. But what are some of the things that absolutely affect you every day? If you're a, let's say, someone who uses your car for business, what are some of the things you deal with? Well, some of the things you definitely deal with are gas costs. Right now, as I'm recording this, gas prices are down. They've been fluctuating. But let's be honest. They're going to go back up. And for a long time, back when gasoline was $4 a gallon, people were concerned about what they're paying for gas. They're concerned about it now. What else are people concerned about? Well, if you drive for business, if you do a lot of driving, traffic jams. Nobody likes to be stuck in traffic jams. And another financial implication, insurability. What are people paying for insurance? Well, you know, the cost of auto insurance keeps skyrocketing. Depends on what city you live in, but the premiums just, it seems like they're out of control. You look at what you're paying to insure your car for a year and you go, holy smokes, this is really ridiculous. But all of these things that I'm talking about, you are not going to connect them with buying another car. You need to have someone or something to do that for you. It could be the marketing program from a car company. It could be some kind of messaging, which, you know, would be marketing continuously or repeatedly. Or it could be the salesperson who's having the right conversation with you. So let's say hypothetically that you're someone that your biggest problem that you have, you live in a metropolitan area. Your biggest problem is that you get stuck in traffic all the time. let's say you live in the southeastern United States, and you have to use Interstate 95, I-95. If you live in the East, you know what I'm talking about. If you're out on the West Coast, think like the 5 or the 405 in California. You know, same thing. The traffic just doesn't move at certain times of the day. What are your options? Well, you don't have many options, but one option that's available is the HOV lane. I don't know if you've ever experienced this, but if you've seen people in the HOV, the high occupancy vehicle lane, people are just zooming by. Other people are stuck in traffic, but the people in the HOV lane are just streaming by. Now, what are the requirements for the HOV lane? There's basically two requirements. You have to have two or more people in the vehicle, or it has to be a hybrid vehicle, at least here in Florida. I think that might be a federal law, but at least here in Florida, if you have a hybrid vehicle, you could get a permit which goes on your bumper, which allows you to ride in the HOV lane with just one person. Now, that might be enough to get someone to say, well, that's kind of nice. It would be really nice to be in the HOV lane because, that's just one thing. That's not a really big deal. Well, what if you could quantify? What if you could quantify what being stuck in traffic is costing you? See, this is something that most people don't think about. Now, again, I'm going to make these numbers up. But let's say you find out that if you had, or people who have hybrid vehicles and are able to use the HOV lanes in metropolitan cities, that translates into having an additional 1 hour of work time every day. And if you're a salesperson, if you have an additional 1 hour of work time every day, that means you're able to make one additional sales call every day. So one additional sales call every day over the course of 250 working days during the year, that's 250 sales calls. And let's say that, you're a really good salesperson, you're closing 25 sales calls, and the average cost of your sale, or the average profit or commission for your sale, is $1,000. By switching to a hybrid vehicle, you can increase your annual income by $25,000. Is that a little bit different than saying, hey, you want to buy a Prius? Let me tell you all about the Prius. So what does this have to do with you, and what do you do with this information? Let's put it into the right context. Again, remember that your customers, whether we're talking about a physician, a nurse, a therapist, the CFO in a hospital, supply chain people in purchasing, they have issues. They have things that are keeping them up at night. You need to be able to discuss with them how your product is going to be able to help them to overcome these challenges, or how it will help them to achieve some of the goals or mandates they have in their lives. Ladies and gentlemen, this is called positioning. You have to be able to position your product. Successful medical sales is about effective positioning. It's not about detailing. Detailing is for rookies. Detailing is for losers. Be a sales professional. Don't think detailing. Now, listen, if you're proud of the title, you're a detail person, God bless you. You know, it goes back again to the early days, but I got to be honest with you. The world has changed. Physicians have already indicated on national and global surveys that they would prefer, the vast majority would prefer not to have a pharmaceutical sales rep coming into their office to tell them about a drug. Yeah, they want the samples. Yeah, they want the free lunches. But they don't want to sit down and hear all the details of your drug because they really don't care until they do. And when they do care, if they need information, they want the freedom and the ability to go to a website and get the information they need without ever speaking to a sales rep. Why? Because sales reps are seen as nothing more than people who suck time out of the professional's day. And this is time in a changing healthcare economy that they can't afford to give it up. So you need to engage them at a level that resonates with them. You have to ask the right questions. You have to understand their world inside and out. And most importantly, you have to engage them in conversations where they state what it is they're experiencing that they would like to overcome. Because once they do that, now you are in a position, I'm going to use that word again, to position your product such that they say, wow, that's exactly what I need, and I need it now. Now, be honest with me. Doesn't that just beat the crap out of detailing? If you're not sure, we probably need to talk some more. And by the way, if you would like a seminar given at one of your national sales meetings or one of your training seminars for your salespeople about how to position healthcare products effectively, we should talk, because there is nothing in a salesperson's armamentarium that will have a bigger impact on their sales numbers than the ability to sell effectively and to use positioning skills effectively. Detailing doesn't work. All detailing does is it just pisses a lot of people off because they see it as doing nothing more than wasting their time. You're a professional. That's why you're listening to the Medical Sales Guru podcast. I want to thank you for spending some time with me today. I will keep these podcasts coming if you will keep listening. But in the meantime, don't forget why you do what you do as a medical sales professional. You do it for one reason and one reason only. No, it's not the commissions. No, it's not to help the doctor. It is to benefit the number one beneficiary of what you do, and that is the patient. No matter what you do in this job, the patient always comes first. Go out there and make a difference. Thanks for stopping by. This is Mace Haroff. I'll talk to you again soon.